I've come up in three separate situations, and every time has been kind of incredible. It's just now very nice that they have happened close to each other. So soon I will be a resident. But doing shows at Mass MoCA, I mean, that's clearly amazing. It's one of the most amazing places as far as contemporary art. And then they do these performances. I mean, you can't beat that place. Plus, being as a Brooklyn resident, there is something very funny about saying anything about Brooklyn or Park Slope there and finding out most of the people used to live there.
Yeah.
Hey, homie.
Sort of a flavor of the Berkshires, I guess.
I guess so. And then I have done some shows at the Edith Wharton House. Again, one of the most amazing places around. You know, I always actually tell people when they talk about going up to the Berkshires, I was like, have you ever been there? You should go by and check it out. It's a beautiful venue, and I've had the opportunity to perform in both the barn section and then also in the house section, in the drawing room. You know, I've played in a lot of basements. This is a severe upgrade. And then Williamstown Theater Festival, I mean, it's an honor.
You're very lucky. That's great. So I wanted to ask about your show, Ask Me Another, is
yes.
It's a very conversational type of show, I guess. It's very relaxed. It's a quiz show, and you guys play word games, and there's silly songs.
Right,
and
kind of nerdy word games and pop culture trivia and stuff.
But you get a lot of, I guess, time out of the guests, too, and they
yeah.
are sort of allowed to joke back with the hosts. Your stand-up tour and your show that you're going to be doing this weekend, is it also sort of a conversational type of evening with Ophira Eisenberg?
Well, you know, that sort of is something that happens depending on the scenario. So with Ask Me Another, of course, we have these contestants that come on. They're very smart people. This is the first time I'm meeting them, and you want to make them feel welcome. Sometimes they're a little bit nervous, and as we have found out throughout the course of doing this show for a few years, the people that come on the show are pretty interesting. They're smart, for sure, but they're usually kind of quirky and odd and have traveled somewhere interesting or have a strange job or a unique hobby. So it became more and more fun to talk to them, and a lot of them have a great wit, so then it became fun to joke around with them. Not all of them are into that, but most of them are, and I feel like it does. There's a real improv quality to the show that I love, and you know, it's actually a lot of work mentally. It's fun work mentally to do that all the time, but I can't even tell you how my attention and listening skills have increased over time.
So do you improvise a lot when you're on stage then too, or is it sort of all prepared out, and do you branch off
a
little bit?
There's a lot of it that's prepared out. With the Ask Me Another show, the only thing that's prepared are the games, and everything else is improv and on the spot. But with, you know, my show, yes, I've certainly written it and honed it. You know, I give the fine members of the Berkshires community that come to my show not the first draft. They get the real polished thing that has been worked on. But there are always moments that happen in any live performance that are unique to that venue, to that audience, to that situation, and I pride myself as being someone who can deal with that and integrate it, and I do enjoy it.
So what can folks sort of expect? Any themes of maybe a little preview of some things you'll be talking about this weekend?
Sure. Actually, yeah, this is a somewhat specific show that I'm bringing. It's called Inside Joke, and it has to do primarily, but not entirely, with the fact that I recently had a kid, which is my inside joke. Well, he was an inside joke for 9 months.
Nice.
And that this is something I never thought I would do with my life, and I sort of was on one path, and it drastically changed. The show is talking about that, and of course just life in general and the observations of the kind of world we live in. But I also talk about my experiences. My stuff is very autobiographical, and I weave stand-up with storytelling. So some people know me from The Moth. Some people know me from stand-up. Of course, I do. I host Ask Me Another, which is a game show. But when I do a stand-up set in these kinds of settings, I like to bring in some storytelling so it rounds out the show into a more of a trajectory.
And are you making any other stops on the tour here?
Oh, this is. I'm still in my Ask Me Another season, actually. So right after this show, I'm bopping around. But right after the show, I come back to New York because we have a live taping the following Monday, and we have to prepare for that. And our guest will be Natasha Lyonne from Orange Is the New Black. Right now, my tour is going, coming back, going, coming back. It's an interesting tour.